Hi, podcasters. This is Andy Studna, Associate Editor for Applied Clinical Trials, and I'm here today with our Editor-in-Chief, Lisa Henderson. For today's episode, we are speaking with Todd Luckritz, Associate Director of Patient Solutions for MyoNext.
Todd joined MyoNext in April 2022, and prior to that, he spent over 21 years with Mayo Clinic in Phoenix, Arizona. In 2000, he started as a clinical pharmacist there and then transitioned into the role of research pharmacy team lead for investigational drug services in 2015. And in this position, Todd was responsible for leading the team, which managed a diverse portfolio of clinical trials from all therapeutic areas. Before his professional career began, Todd attained a bachelor's degree in psychology as well as a PharmD from Creighton. So, Todd, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, it's nice to be here. It's my pleasure.
Yes, thank you, Todd. So, as Lisa said in her part of the intro, you were on the staff of Mayo Clinic as a clinical pharmacist and the research pharmacy team lead for investigational drug services. Could you tell our audience about that journey?
Sure. So I started my career at Mayo Clinic in 2000. Basically, I started my career there as a clinical pharmacist in the critical care unit. Loved the excitement, loved learning new things. I spent 14 years there. And about after my 14th year, an opportunity came along where they had an opening for the research unit in pharmacy. And I'm like, oh, well, that's interesting. Okay. So I thought, hey, this might be a time to kind of refresh things and try something different. Always been very interested in research. So I was like, okay, I'll go for it. So I applied for the role and I actually obtained the role and became the lead pharmacist for the pharmacy clinical studies unit at Mayo Clinic.
So you were the lead. And you had a lot of responsibilities from what I could tell, you know, in your bio. So you educated clinical pharmacists on study protocols. You looked at the inclusion, exclusion and drug profiles. You were part of the voting process for clinical study protocols, as well as being involved with compassionate use. Can you tell me about what part of the clinical research and drug development piece appeals to you, as well as, you know, your day-to-day responsibilities?
You know, that's a really good question. So what appealed to me was I kind of told, and this kind of goes back to what I would tell my students. It's like, you are getting a look into the future of what we're going to be, what we are going to have in our arsenal in clinical application in the future. And I think it's really exciting being part of cutting edge therapies and kind of looking into that quote unquote crystal ball into what's coming down the pipeline. But more importantly, for me, that the satisfaction came when we would get a complicated protocol and we operationalized it. So we made that trial come to life at Mayo Clinic. And treating the patients on these trials was very rewarding. In fact, a couple occasions, you know, I was able to witness firsthand events that I would only call, you know, somewhat miraculous. For example, we had an oncology patient with extremely limited options with stage four disease. You know, who knows what that course would look like. And then we enrolled this particular patient on a clinical trial. And believe it or not, after 9 months of therapy, they were actually cancer-free. It was truly remarkable. And then another patient we had, the patient was pretty much a cardiovascular cripple. I mean, could only walk a few feet without getting shortness of breath and whatnot. Well, we started him on a clinical trial. And after 3 months, the patient was walking 2 miles a day. I mean, wow. It's things like that, that, you know, you get to witness firsthand that are truly exciting.
Yeah, that is pretty remarkable. So how did you work with the other members of the teams, you know, the areas, the different functional areas?
Sure. That was part of the fun. So, you know, in the role, I had the opportunity to work with physicians, the providers. I had the opportunity to work with lab, had the opportunity to work with, you know, pharmacy leadership, the clinical study staff, nursing staff, because obviously, you know, it takes an entire team to get these trials and to make them come to fruition. And I think the collaboration between all of the groups and seeing how that worked and how it all came together to make the protocol come to life at Mayo was really, really rewarding. And I truly enjoyed working with all of my colleagues on these trials. I thought it was, like I said, the opportunity to see the next kind of wave of therapeutic medications come through the pipeline was very exciting.
So moving to the present with your career, you are obviously now with Myonex. Can you describe your move to the industry and how it may or may not be different?
Sure. Interestingly enough, the similarities are really there between the two roles. You know, while I don't operationalize the protocols at a particular site, I'm actually working now with a product line within Myonex that actually solves one of the problems, I think, that burdens trial sites. So as trials become more and more complex, and we're seeing now that there's a lot of times it's not just one agent, especially for oncology, it's not one agent per se that works. It's usually a combination of therapy. And a lot of times that requires comparator medications. Well, sites don't really have a great way to source and bill for comparator medications. So that's why I'm in this role. And to be quite honest with you, you know, in my previous role with some of the challenges that I faced regarding what I previously mentioned, I really wish I had somebody like Myonex that I could lean on to help me obtain comparator meds for trials. You know, because if you can't obtain comparator meds, you can't do the trial. And then that limits the options that patients have at your site.
To that point, what does Myonex specifically do to lift that burden? Because as you know, we write a lot about that. You know, there's a lot of burdens on the site. And so you're solving a slice of that. So can you explain how you do that?
Sure. How much time do you have? There's so many, right? So especially with comparator medications, there's so many issues surrounding comparator medications. You know, first of all, access. Believe it or not, even hospitals can't access every single medication that's on formula. There's medications that are called limited distribution drugs, which are only available through a network of specialty pharmacies. There's actually REMS, risk evaluation mitigation strategies, that those medications required by FDA regulation for you to be enrolled in this program. So if you're not enrolled or you don't have access to LDD meds, you can't obtain the comparator meds, and then that puts your ability to do the trial at risk. You know, there's also issues with financing, right? So if I'm able to get a bottle of some of these medications, we can be talking like $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a bottle. And the invoicing, the keeping track of invoices, the kind of waiting for finance to send the bill out to the sponsor and actually getting, you know, those funds back and keeping track of all that becomes really difficult. Well, with where I'm working at now, the clinical trial pharmacy solutions product line at Myonex, we basically have access to every single one of those medications through our networks of specialty pharmacies. And the financing, there's no burden. You know, sites don't have to invoice. Our line basically uses like a prescription card, and the claim utilizing our information goes through immediately. So there's no invoicing. You know, in a nutshell, it removes a lot of steps for sites when it comes to comparator meds. So it really solves a kind of a big problem that exists.
So as we kind of wind down here, let's ask what your thoughts are on the industry as it stands right now, and then where do you see things going in the next 5 or so years?
I think the industry, Andrew, is rapidly evolving, right? I see, you know, at least in my former role, trials are beginning to start coming at a faster pace. Science is really advancing at a rapid pace. You know, clinical knowledge is doubling. I think I read not too long ago, like every 2 to 3 years, it might even be quicker than that. So I see more trials coming. I see more innovation coming. I see more, you know, utilization of combination therapies, which is where MyoNX comes in to help sites source comparator medications. I think it's really an exciting time in medicine, and I think it's a real innovative time. And I think, you know, ultimately, patients are going to benefit from these innovations as, you know, we start to slowly get more therapeutic options for chronic diseases and life-threatening diseases.
So Todd, you talked a lot about obviously where you see the future of the industry and the things that MyoNX is doing in the area of comparator drugs and sourcing that for the sites and alleviating some of the financial burden. So we really appreciate your insights. They're very helpful. So thanks for being on the podcast.
Oh, thank you. It was my pleasure. It's really nice to talk to you.
Yes. Thanks, Todd.